Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth.
On a tremendous Tuesday.
July 18th.
1 Samuel 23:17 is our Do Not Be Afraid scripture of the day. And it says, Do not be afraid, he said. My father Saul will not lay a hand on you. You shall be king over Israel and I will be second to you. Even my father Saul knows this.
Wow.
Okay.
Interesting.
Today, we are going to have a fabulous day.
Yes, we are.
Because the Lord is in it. Isn't it great to know that?
And we'll talk about six steps to success. Six steps to success. And that's kind of exciting.
Yes, it is. Even if it's only six.
You noticed that, huh?
I did.
All right.
Okay.
If you think with us seriously for a moment, you realize that there are two kinds of people. You're either a can-do person or you are a can't-do person. If you feel you can't do things, we're going to give you 6 points that will take you out of the loser circle and put you in the winner circle. No matter how unsuccessful you may have been up to this point, it can change today.
Hallelujah.
The 18th day of July.
By changing the way you think.
That's it. All success strategies known to the world have their basis, their foundation in the Bible.
That's the truth.
These six things will make you a winner in your career, your marriage, or any project you do, or any other aspect of your life. The major accomplishments in life usually pivot around several fairly simple rules. We need to realize that everything that amazes us today was only a thought, an idea, to someone else at another time. When we read about jets that go 600 miles an hour and travel only about 5 miles above the earth, we have to remember it began with an idea that could not work.
That's right. The first thing we have to do if we're going to be successful at any given thing, is to fix our mind on what we want to do. In other words, make it your goal, your objective. Bible tells us that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. If you're not committed, it's going to show. James 1:8, Classic Amplified says, For being as he is, a man of two minds, hesitating, dubious, irresolute, he is unstable and unreliable and uncertain about everything he thinks, feels, decides.
Wow.
You can do something every day, but you can't do everything every day. You're going to have to decide.
That's good.
You want me to say it again?
Please.
You can do something every day. This is to reach a goal, but you can't do everything every day. You're going to have to decide what you do specifically today, what you want to do. Many times you hear people say they're going to do whatever God wants them to do, and that sounds spiritual, but you're going to have to be a little bit more specific than that, because otherwise it won't work. In Ecclesiastes 9:10, the first part of the scripture says, Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. The Bible is telling us that whatever we plan to do, get in there and do it. Do it with all your might. Be specific about it, and then do it. The remainder of Ecclesiastes 9:10 brings out a very good point. It says, For there is no work, no device, no knowledge nor wisdom in the grave, whether thou goest. In other words, get going before it's the end of your life.
That's it.
The point of this scripture is that we can only accomplish things on earth while we're living, so we'd better get going.
The second thing it takes to be a success is determining what it will cost to accomplish the desired goal. You don't have to pay a price. You see all the gimmicks around offering things for free. You're going to realize that nothing is free. Scriptures prepare us to make a commitment. Let's look at Luke 14:28-30. 14:28-30, New Living Translation. Don't begin until you count the cost. Who would begin construction of a building without first calculating the cost to see if there's enough money to finish it? Otherwise, you might complete only the foundation before running out of money. Then everyone would laugh at you. They would say, there's a person who started the building and couldn't afford to finish it. You have to be willing to pay the price for your success. Just ask any athlete how much time they spend in preparation for each minute on the court or the playing field.
Third, establish a timetable in which to accomplish specific goals. This is a hard thing for some people to get established, but the goals set for this ministry even took time and effort. It wasn't accomplished out on the golf course, you know what I'm saying, or playing or going to have tea at the tea room. I mean, it's talking about having priorities that take precedent over what it is that you want to do. You have to spend the time and the energy to set it forth on paper.
That's exactly right. The fourth step is developing a workable game plan. You can't always write a workable game plan the first time you sit down. You may not know all the steps that it takes, but you write it out the best you can figure, then adjust and readjust as necessary. After a few years, you'll be a pro at writing out a game plan for being successful at what you've chosen to do, whatever that might be. You will see it accomplished, but you have to be flexible in your game plan. This is where it's important to have friends and mentors to share your motivation. You can brainstorm with them about possibilities. And doing that when you and I do it, so much fun.
It is.
Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend to show rage or worthy purpose.
Mm.
Wow.
Fifth, put your plan or goal into a tangible form. You're going to have to write your vision and make it plain. Even the scripture says that. This step is critically important. For years, we used to just sit down with legal pads. That's before you had anything like a computer, you know, I don't know what they call those brain trust things. But anyway, you had to sit down and prepare your critical plan, which is what we call a tangible form. That was what I was thinking. You know, it was mind map.
Yeah.
Mind map is an excellent computer program where for transforming and planning, brainstorming and planning. But there's also probably so many more nowadays. A ton that you could sit. But the point of it is you're going to have to sit and go through and make a plan, a workable plan.
That's good, baby.
Write it down.
Yep.
Make it plain.
Hallelujah. Number six is the one that will make all the difference in the world if you're a child of God. Decide how you plan to use your success for God and see the tangible form each day. This is the thing that is missing in the world's system of success. People may achieve their success, but too many of them end up in divorce or drug or alcohol addiction. They end up unhappy because Satan has plans to make them captive to their success.
That's right.
As a child of God, you can enjoy great success if you decide now what your success is going to do for God. If you do that, you can have all the success that you have the nerve to ask God for.
Wow.
But you are going to have to do all six things.
Ephesians 3:20.
That's it. You have to be of single mind. Luke 9:62. New Living Translation. But Jesus told him, anyone who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. God's not interested in the double-minded people. He's interested in people that pick up the plow and finish the job.
Well, let's put it this way, babe. He's interested in everybody, but he's more pleased, blessed, and, you know, put to the reassurance when you get in there and do what it is he asked you to do.
That's it. We're going to show you a promise, though. Well, you'll be glad that you're seeing it and hearing it. Matthew 17:20. And Jesus said unto them, if you have faith is a grain of mustard seed. You shall say unto this mountain, move hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you.
Mm.
Hallelujah. In the Chosen.
Yes.
When Jesus is talking about this, he says, it's who you got faith in.
Not the size of the grain. Like he says, you can have faith is a mustard seed, but it's who you have that faith in is going to be the one who moves your mountains.
So pay a particular attention to the last part of the verse. And nothing shall be impossible unto you.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you called that. Nothing will be impossible to you.
When you have your faith in the Most High God.
That's it. You have to believe that you're going to succeed.
Yes.
Ecclesiastes 9:10. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all your might. Here are six steps to success one more time. One, fix your mind on exactly what you want to accomplish. Two, determine what it will cost to accomplish the desired goal. Three, establish a timetable with a definite goal that you want to reach. Four, set up a workable game plan, but be sure it's flexible. Five, turn your plan or design goal to a tangible form. And six, decide how you want to use the success that you accomplish for God and look at it each day.
That's it. You know, we need to remember when Jesus asked the man to follow him, he said, well, let me go home and bury my father first. And Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. That's taken from Matthew 8:22 and also is in Luke 9:60. What it was really pointing out was, let me go back and wait till my father dies and I have his inheritance. And then, hey, I'll be ready to go after you. Jesus, you know, said the man was not worthy. You have to be willing to give up everything. What is it? Everything. And to say, I'm going to do this no matter what. This is what the Lord is showing me and pointing me to, and this is what I need to accomplish. And that's it. Well, it takes some real guts and gumption to get to that point in your life.
Yes, it does.
But it's always worth what the Lord would have you. It's an investment in the kingdom that will pay incredible dividends.
And in your future.
That's it. Once you awaken and are enlightened to the fact that your life is nothing without Jesus, then success is at your fingertips.
Ponder those six steps to success.
Yes.
And that's where you're headed. Success.
Right. Amen.
Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.